Harlequin Special Release and Harper Audio present Long Tall Texans, Ethan by Diana Palmer, performed by Todd McLaren. Dear reader, I can't believe that it has been over 30 years since my first Long Tall Texans book, Calhoun, debuted. The series was suggested by my former editor, Tara Gavin, who asked if I might like to set stories in a fictional town of my own design. Would I? And the rest is history. As the years went by, I found more and more sexy ranchers and cowboys to add to the collection. My readers, especially Amy, found time to gift me with a notebook listing every single one of them, along with their wives and kids and connections to other families in my own Texas town of Jacobsville. Eventually, the town got a little too big for me, so I added another smaller town called Comanche Wells and began to fill it up, too. You can't imagine how much pleasure this series has given me. I continue to add to the population of Jacobs County, Texas, and I have no plans to stop. Ever. I hope all of you enjoy reading The Long Tall Texans as much as I enjoy writing them. Thank you all for your kindness and loyalty and friendship. I am your biggest fan. Love, Diana Palmer. Chapter 1. Arabella was drifting. She seemed to be floating along on a particularly fast cloud, high above the world. She murmured contentedly and sank into the fluffy nothingness, aware somewhere of a fleeting pain that began to grow with every passing second until it was a white-hot throb in one of her hands.
"No!"
she exclaimed, and her eyes flew open. She was lying on a cold table. Her dress, her beautiful gray dress, was covered with blood, and she felt bruised and cut all over. A man in a white jacket was examining her eyes. She groaned. "Concussion," the man murmured. "Abrasions, contusions. Compound fracture of the wrist. One ligament almost severed. Type and cross-match her blood, prep her for surgery, and get me an operating room."
"Yes, doctor."
"Well?"
The other voice was harsh, demanding, very male and familiar, but not her father's.
"She'll be all right," the doctor said with resignation.
"Now will you please go outside and sit down, Mr. Hardiman? While I can appreciate your concern," and that was an understatement, the physician thought, "you can do her more good by letting us work."
"Ethan."
The voice was Ethan's. She managed to turn her head, and yes, it was Ethan Hardiman. He looked as if they dragged him out of bed. His black hair was rumpled, apparently by his own fingers. His hard, lean face was drawn, his gray eyes so dark with worry that they looked black. His white shirt was half unbuttoned, as if he'd thrown it on, and his dark jacket was open. He'd all but crushed the brim of the creamy Stetson in his hand.
"Bella,"
he breathed when he saw her pale, damaged face.
"Ethan,"
she managed in a hoarse whisper.
"Oh, Ethan, my hand."
His expression tautened as he moved closer to her, despite the doctor's protests. He reached down and touched her poor, bruised cheek.
"Baby, what a scare you gave me," he whispered.
His hand actually seemed to be trembling as he brushed back her disheveled, long brown hair. Her green eyes were bright with pain and welcome, all mixed up together.
"My father?"
she asked with apprehension, because he'd been driving the car.
"They flew him to Dallas. He had an ocular injury, and they've got some of the top men in the field there. He's all right otherwise. He couldn't take care of you, so he had the hospital call me."
Ethan smiled coldly.
"God knows that was a gut-wrenching decision on his part."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?